Time now for the opening market report on WYLL. And let's go to Ellen Dearden with Ag Review in Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jim. And this market's a little bit mixed this morning. Yesterday we saw the corn market have very little action. It was all driven by what wheat was doing. And I noticed that this morning the wheat market is down anywhere from 4 to about 2 cents with bear spreading coming into this market. That's put some pressure on the corn despite really outstanding export bookings that were reported by USDA earlier today. The December corn's now trading about a quarter cent lower, 332 and three quarters, with the next year's July at 356 down a half. The market is eyeing the Friday morning 11 o'clock report coming out from USDA, which will be the first somewhat measured report for production. Interestingly, China continues to have these auctions of their domestic supplies, and they had another auction this week, and again, kind of dismal sales. China did buy 2 million bushels of old crop Milo, reported on this week's export bookings. On the bean side, we're seeing the market up a hair. We're up about 4 cents in the August. That August beans, oil, and meal do expire tomorrow, along with a report that comes out at 11 o'clock. So expiration will be just an hour later. November beans are trading a 2.5 higher at 984 and three quarters. Noteworthy that those November beans could not top $10 despite two real serious attacks to move higher. We're seeing the livestock market a little bit mixed, with a hogs higher, kind of a surprise after new contract lows yesterday. Will be interesting to see whether the dollar will hold the minor gains that it has this morning after seeing a sell-off earlier in the week. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for the day ahead. Mostly sunny with patchy fog this morning, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. The high today around 90, the low tonight 72. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow afternoon with a high tomorrow of 88. Fog around the region, somewhat. Partly sunny at Willett Airport, 76 degrees. Mostly sunny and 78 at Decatur. Sunny and 78 at Mattoon. This is WYLL AM 580, WYLL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.